Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
University of Mary Washington in this morning, and we've got lots of things to talk about with some upcoming things with UMW, and we welcome back. Shelby Orlando is here, the executive director for annual giving. I didn't finish the sentence there. You were the executive director of annual, and I knew that there was something missing there. And Mark Thaden is here, the associate vice president for alumni and donor engagement. Good to have you guys both back with us this morning.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Good. The interesting thing about having both of you, you're both UMW alumnists.
Which must be.
Did you ever think, Mark, when you went to Mary Washington, did you think this may be a place I could work at someday?
I didn't actually expect to work there. I didn't know a soul when I came in as a student in '98, and that was part of the fun is just starting over. And yeah. I was a Marylander, so a little bit of a transplant, and absolutely stepped on campus. Felt like home, and it became home for those 4 years. So by the time I graduated, I said, this is a place I could work, and this is a place I could, you know, continue to be for the rest of my life if I was able.
And look where we are now. Yeah. What attracted you to Mary Washington initially?
Initially, it was the size. I grew up rurally, and so when I came to Fredericksburg and walked on campus, they said it was a smaller campus, and it was 4,000 students, which to me felt huge. And walking, but it just had that feel, had that collegial look, and everyone was friendly and warm and welcoming. And I was like, "Yep, this makes me feel like home."
Well, it's just the class sizes, the fact that you can get to know your professor, things like that. Just I think make Mary Washington just a great fit for a lot of students.
It really does. I don't know about you, Shelby, how you felt when you walked on campus.
A very similar experience. I'm also from a small town, Warsaw, just an hour away, and initially didn't want to tour Mary Washington because I thought it was too close to home. But as soon as I stepped on campus, I just thought, this is beautiful. It doesn't feel like I'm an hour away from my parents. It's a wonderful place, welcoming, beautiful campus, and just so many different experiences and opportunities that are available to students to take. And those close ties to the professors really, really sold it.
I know that that's a deal for a lot of local students sometimes. If I don't want to be so close to home. But boy, Mary Washington has a lot to offer in where we're at and the size and just a lot of things. I think sometimes you sell for just a little small thing like that, you're giving up a lot to go somewhere else.
Yep, and I think when you're on campus surrounded by the brick buildings and the columns, and you don't feel like you're in Fredericksburg. I know that's kind of weird to say, but you just feel like you're at Mary Washington. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like remove yourself a little bit from your home life.
What's it been like for you guys, just because there's been so much building on campus over the years, but especially now, and it's been interesting. I've seen on Facebook a lot of alumni people talking about some of the latest buildings to be changed. And is it sad for you sometimes to look at that, or is it, as someone who didn't go to Mary Washington, and I'm on campus, boy, it just changes, and it just looks bright and vibrant. But I do get the fact that, oh, you know, I took classes in that building, or, you know, that was my dorm, and those kinds of things.
I think change is hard, right?
It is. You're right.
And when you have very passionate alumni, and we have a lot of very passionate alumni who some of their most pivotal experiences and developmental experiences happened at Mary Washington and in those buildings. And so they are they're very tied to their, especially residence halls. You know, we don't have fraternities and sororities. And so a lot of the community, especially in the 70s, 80s, and even 90s, centered around residence halls. And, we really pride ourselves in the green space on campus, how beautiful campus is. And But the needs of students have changed over the years, and the expectations of students in terms of the accommodations and types of academic facilities. And so I think that it's looking at which buildings can be repurposed, which ones, where we can put in new facilities that are needed is really important. And so it's tough for me as an alum and as an alumni director, professional, because I understand, I'm empathetic to all of the, some of the inquiries from alums and comments from alums. Their memories are tied to those facilities. And so it's when a decision's made to, either renovate or build something new and take something down, it can be difficult, but the end result is so positive for the community that it makes it all worth it. And so what we do on the alumni side is we try and celebrate the buildings and preserve them as best we can. And so some of them we've taken some windows out.
I was going to say windows out, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, for one of the buildings that came down recently, had a beautiful stained glass window. And at one point that house was the president's house, and we were able to preserve the window. And now it's going to become part of an art installation in the Alumni Center. And so we can kind of celebrate the buildings that way. And the two that are coming down soon, in the next few weeks, Marshall Muscle, we hosted a event reunion weekend a few years ago that all the students remember. It was called Grill on the Hill, and they had bands and they had music and food. And so we had almost 1,000 alums come back to participate in that and just celebrate the buildings.
Wow. It's interesting with both of you being alums and working with, so you hear it from all sides, and I'm sure that you have. It's especially the jobs that you have. It would be so interesting just to be able to stay in touch with the alumni base.
Yes, and that is our goal, right? To make sure that they understand what's happening at Mary Washington, they know what successes are going on, and are able to stay engaged in whichever way they'd like. And so that is our task, our goal. And we have 47,000 alums across the globe. It's it can be a challenge, but a fun one to tackle.
Let me ask you, Shelby, as someone who grew up on the Northern Neck, came to Mary Washington and then stayed, did you, at some point you must have thought, I kind of like it here.
I did, yes. I was fortunate to have two campus jobs while I was a student, and I originally came to be a teacher, to be an elementary education teacher, but senior year I decided that was not the path that I wanted to take. But my supervisor at the bookstore back then was leaving, and he wanted to see if I was interested in replacing him. So I was lucky enough to have great supervisors in my on-campus jobs that offered me opportunities after graduating.
And I love it. Yeah. How interesting. Well, and I will say, because I know people around town, and whenever I mention, because I'll mention you guys, I sort of feel like I know you after you spend a couple of hours in a room like this, us talking, and you guys in the community and what you do, you're rock stars. So I feel honored to have you here this morning talking about some of these topics and some of these things coming up. We're going to talk about Mary Wash Day, the 100th anniversary of the Devil Goat Day celebration, and reunion weekend this morning. Shelby Orlando is here. Mark Thaden is here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is University of Mary Washington this morning, and Mark Thaden and Shelby Orlando here to talk about a number of things going on, especially a couple of these where the community and alumnus can get involved. Mary Wash Day is a big deal, Shelby.
It is.
It is a big, big deal. And I know last year there was really rejoicing and excitement over how the day went.
Absolutely. Yes. Last year was our biggest day ever. It was it was record-breaking, a wonderful celebration of everything that we love about Mary Washington.
Well, and really these kind of giving days are really a chance to really get involved, to be able to relive some things, and also, you know, learn about what's ahead, and really become part. To raise the kind of money you did last year just shows you that little old Mary Washington is not little old Mary Washington anymore, and has a really an alumni base that you know wants to give.
Yep, absolutely. We have really wonderful, amazing, generous alumni, but also community members. Our faculty and staff give back. Fredericksburg local residents come out for our plays or Great Lives or to show up for our basketball team at games, and they help and give back, as well as students and family members of current and former students even. So it's a wonderful 24 hours of everyone getting involved, celebrating Mary Washington, sharing why they give, making a donation, but also hyping Mary Washington up, because I think it's also a great way to show prospective students that there's so much love for this wonderful place.
Well, hopefully the run that the basketball team is currently on continues. Not only that, we want them to win a national championship in Division III.
That'd be amazing.
And that will make people want to give more and be more excited. And for the community, I think a lot in the community have come for maybe for the first time to see the great facilities that are the Anderson Center.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely,
those,
I think.
Those games
I know Mark was at the game on Saturday.
Yes, yeah, over about 2,000 people there. The entire stadium
tight
was
game.
Packed. Oh, it was tight all the way to the very last 20 seconds. It was exciting. The crowd was rowdy.
Loud.
It was. Loud. It was amazing.
Yeah.
To have that much support for our home team.
So when Mark Thane goes to a UMW basketball game, especially a Sweet 16 game at the Anderson Center. Like, so how did you, were you like in a UMW sweatshirt or something? Were you representing in some way?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I had to wear my alumni. I had a Mary Washington alumni T-shirt. And,
oh yeah.
Although I got there a little too late to be on the home side, so I had to sit over on the visitor side. But that's all right.
Great. That just shows how many people were there.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I would say that 3/4 of the visitor side were rooting for the home team, so that's okay.
Well, you hope something like that in future years, that people go and have a good time, and they decide, hey, when you're not playing, a playoff kind of game, the games are free.
They're free,
and it's good basketball. It's good entertainment.
Absolutely.
And so you hope that continues, but then it carries over to Mary Wash Day.
It sure does.
That you just feel like you want to give. Now this last year you did a different format, Shelby, and at the time when you came in here, I thought it was brilliant. And based on the results, I think it was.
It was, yes. Last year, we changed it from midnight to noon to noon across 2 days, and we ended up raising $1.3 million over that amount. So it was a wonderful day for Mary Washington, even though it did end up being more work for our team and our partners across campus. But the results just showed the proof.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because that is a long time, but boy, when you raise $1.3 million, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely,
you can always sleep. You can always
you can catch up later.
Yeah,
it was a wonderful day.
So, what is Mary Wash Day?
Mm-hmm. Really, it's a 24-hour celebration of pride, engagement, philanthropy of Mary Washington. People can give to any area across the university that they choose. So if someone wanted to give to the basketball team, their psychology department that they were majored in, they can give to any area, clubs, everything.
Okay. And I know one of the things with this is, I mean, it's a you have goals, and it's a day long thing of where you try to get various groups involved or they're what challenges and matches and that kind of thing?
Yes, definitely. So our goals this year are to receive 2,500 gifts, including from 400 first-time donors and 1,200 alumni to give back in those 24 hours. And we have different challenges and matches when we reach those goals, but also different goals throughout the day. So for instance, we have a 1,010 gift goal challenge where two of our alumni and community members are going to unlock $10,000 when we reach that 10 gifts in honor of Troy Paino and being the 10th president and the 10th year of his tenure. So we have different challenges and matches unlocking throughout the day for different groups and like designations across the university, but also for first-time donors or alumni of certain decades. So there's something for everyone, and it just shows that this is the day to give because their impact will go further than ever.
Yeah. Again, this is March 25th to the 26th, and from it goes from noon to noon.
Yes.
And, well, I can just tell you right now that you do not have to have 400 first-time. You'll have 399 because I will be a first-time giver this year.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. Starting to Mary Wash Day off strong.
There we go. So you already have one. So if I'm going to give, what's the setup? Where do I go to give?
Go to givingday.umw.edu.
Givingday.umw.edu. Okay. Well, that's easy enough.
It is.
And there'll be all kinds of things that on the 25th at noon, I guess, will kick in.
Absolutely.
And yep. I can go and I can give. And I'm assuming this is like when you do a lot of these kinds of, you know, you're not on the phone for very long, or you can do it online or what?
It's very quick. You can call us if you'd like. I'll give you my work number. If you go to givingday.umw.edu on noon on the 25th, you'll be able to, there's going to be a big Give Now button right at the top of the landing page. And it's a quick, easy donation form.
Okay.
And we are accepting Apple Pay this year. So hopefully making it easier and quicker for everyone.
That is even easier.
What's kind of fun too about the site is that it has, it's counting in real time. You can see that how much is being raised and that number just keeps increasing. And then you can see the progress towards all those challenges and matches. So it's just all of a sudden you realize you're just constantly refreshing. You want to see, you get pulled in because it's exciting to see when things are challenges and matches are unlocked. Mm-hmm.
That momentum really builds up. Mm-hmm. So
that would be exciting to see that. Plus, I guess I'm sure you at times you can have challengers or you know different classes whatever year your class is to have that group of alumni give.
Yep, absolutely. We have a challenge or a match to increase the impact of 2000s alumni. Young alumni for those who graduated in the past 10 years, 80s, 90s, and 70s decade. So,
well, and I guess too that it's important. And we'll talk as we go along here, Mark, just about what you do with alumni and donors, but to get people that are recent alumni involved and to give even if it's a you know no matter the amount, just to get in just get into the habit of. Of contributing after you've been there.
Yep, and that's how Giving Day started. We started in 2017 to help increase participation from our younger alumni, or even the 2000s and 90s as well. And it really has proven that. And they get involved and they get excited about the different challenges and matches that are happening, and that they can give back to any of their passion areas. You know, we're both alumni and we had wonderful experiences in Mary Washington. So I love being able to give back and help support my sociology department.
Yeah.
For instance.
I think for them too, the young alums, it's a chance for them to amplify their gift, right? If they are not able, you know, understandably, that they might not be able to give a huge gift. And so, you know, even a $10 gift, a $20 gift, if there's a challenge or a match, that becomes $40, even sometimes $60, depending on how many different challenges and matches it applies to. So I think that it's a way for them to make even a greater impact, and I think that that's an exciting opportunity for them.
Yes, and this year that's truer than ever because we have over $600,000 waiting to be unlocked in challenges and matches. So it's going to be a great day.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
Just to know that just to start off with that, know that you have that and you can... You can build from that. So anything new this year?
I'm excited. I know a lot of our campus partners might not be as excited, but this year during our Mary Wash Day HQ, which is kind of our student-centered party at the Cedar Cucker University Center, we will have Pay It Forward, where different faculty members or fac staff can sign up to and be willing. We are not asking anyone to, but if they want to, they can get pied in the face. with a donation. So a student can make a $5 gift and choose to buy their professor.
I like it. That would be fun.
Yeah,
Get everybody into it.
Yeah.
And raise a little money while you're at it.
That's right.
Well, this is, and again, this isn't just the Mary Washington Kids. This is the whole community. If you feel like having Mary Washington here, you know, I like the basketball games. I like going over to the sporting events. I have great lives. I love going to great lives. This is a chance to be able to say, I don't have to give anything to go to something like Great Lives, but I want to give back to Mary Washington. Here's a way I can do that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And even if you're just passionate about education or higher ed.
Right.
Yes. So everyone can go and make a gift at givingday.umw.edu.
Well, and just to have a Mary Washington in town. Mm-hmm. Communities of this size, to have an elite university like UMW here, we're lucky to have it. So, I mean, we're all part of it. You don't have to be an alumnus, or you don't have to live, you know, like a few blocks from the university to feel like, well, I can give. You can live on the Northern Neck and just be happy that there's a UMW here that, you know,
yeah,
you can go to school at.
Yes, absolutely.
So, again, it's on March 25th to the 26th, 25th starting at noon to mm-hmm. the 26th at noon, $1.3 million. We can beat that.
I hope.
We can
absolutely
beat that. We sure can.
We can beat that.
No matter what, it's going to be a great day for Mary Washington.
Yeah, and it does. I know through the day, I remember last year, you see things pop up on social media, mm-hmm. or people will give, and then they'll and I guess that's the other thing. If you give, put that out there on social media that you gave and challenge your friends to.
Yes, absolutely. We actually have an ambassador program where if you wanted to, you can sign up to create your own dashboard, and you'll receive your unique link that you can send out to your friends via text message or email. And you can track your progress and your impact throughout the day. So if someone gives through your link, you can see that in your dashboard and know how many people you help bring in. And how many dollars you helped raise that day. And we give a toolkit with lots of different social images and templates to share out. But social media has been a huge part of the success of Mary Wash Day, and that has really helped even more so when changing from noon to noon.
Givingday.umw.edu is where you go on the 25th and the 26th for a Giving Day. For Mary Wash Day. Mary Wash Day on March 25th to the 26th, noon to noon. Shelby Orlando is here. Mark Thaden is here from UMW. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll talk about reunion weekend when we come back. It's 8:31 this morning.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Mark Thaden and Shelby Orlando here this morning from the University of Mary Washington as we talk about Mary Wash Day, reunion weekend, and also, for the first time ever, I think we were going to talk in a few minutes about the Devil Goat Day celebration in all of that. Reunion weekend, Mark, comes up at the right around it's end of May, isn't it?
End of May, the 29th through the 31st.
And talk about this, because I remember when you and I talked about this a few years ago, there's parts of reunion weekend that I think are just fabulous.
Thank you.
They're not what you usually see with reunion weekends, which is what I liked.
That's what we try. I don't want any alums that come on campus to ever say, I was bored. So our goal is to create a really diverse range of activities, opportunities throughout the entire weekend. So this year, we're celebrating the classes ending in 1 and 6. So, but of course, we all alumni are welcome. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, because there are some alums that may have, they graduate a little later, a little earlier, and they identify with, you know, a different class. And
okay.
So, of course, it's open to all. as well as our 1908 Society, which are the alums that had previously celebrated their 50th reunion. There was a lot of feedback, people saying, well, we don't want to wait till our 55th and or 60th to come back. And so we created the 1908 Society, which our founding 1908 felt appropriate. And that group is invited to come back every year. And we do special events just for the 1908 Society. But yes, it's the 29th through the 31st. We have about 80 individual events that we're offering during that time. So people can pick and choose kind of a la carte, whatever opportunities interest them, everything from tours to lectures to social activities to class gatherings. We try and run the full gamut of things, and so people can register and even stay on campus should they wish to do so.
So, couple of questions here. First of all, I've got two high achievers here because Shelby changed Mary Wash Day last year to go from noon to noon, which is a big thing. 80 individual events.
Yes.
That's a lot over a couple of days. That is a lot.
It is. It is. And it's a challenge.
How does one come up with 80 individual events?
We kind of sit down as a team and say, kind of look at what should we offer and then build it out into, okay, well, what we'll offer during this time slot, that time slot. And when I say individual events, so our alumni college, which are taught primarily by current faculty or retired faculty, we may have four lecture opportunities at the same time block. And so I consider that four different events. But they can pick one of those four different lectures or walking tours. But yes, it is we kind of build out all of our ideas and then we figure out what is implementable. But also we have a reunion committees. So we will ask anyone who is interested in volunteering the summer prior to reunion, they get together. We kind of train them as volunteers and we ask them, what do you want to see? What interests you and your class? And so we have their wish list as well. And so we try and tie it all together and we end up coming up with probably about 80 different opportunities throughout the weekend.
If anyone says I was bored, you'd have to look inward if you're bored with this, because with this many events, you must do some really cool things.
We do. I think we do. We try and have events at the museums, which of course Mary Washington administers the museum. So we have a few events at various museums. We have our student alumni ambassadors come back and they are volunteering throughout the weekend. And so they'll have a student panel. They run our tours of campus. So the alums love interacting and hearing about the current student experience. But we, of course, the social activities can't go wrong with some of those. We do a Virginia beer, wine, and cider tasting, which is very popular. We have a massive picnic in Ball Circle in the center of campus on that Saturday, where we have music, picnic, but we also have a lot of children's activities. We'd love for families to come back. But as Mary Washington has expanded our programs somewhere, the eSports program, which didn't exist 5 years ago, and now the eSports Lounge opens up for alums and families.
I'm sure that's interesting for a lot of people.
Yes.
Well, the first time I saw it, it was just like, they do what?
It's really impressive.
Yeah,
and now we're planning a alumni event. It'll probably happen the beginning of next semester in the fall, where the current eSports students will be have an opportunity to play against alums. So we're even getting alumni student interaction on the eSports side of things.
There are always just Carls and things like that.
We do shuttles. We do shuttles over to Carls because Carls is a experience that since the 1950s, I think alums connect with. And we have trolley tours of actually some of our faculty are doing tours of the city cemetery. That's one of our most popular alumni college sessions. And I think it's Dr. Smith in the Historic Preservation Department does a few of those tours. We also have, you know, there are still Civil War vestiges on campus. And so we do a campus Civil War walking tour also with our Historic Preservation Department. So just our art program is doing a souvenir tote with our vintage logo, and so they can do a screen printing class as well. So there's some hands-on activities that alums are able to participate in, other than just sitting during a lecture. But we do have some of those as well.
This is a big, I would think, a big plus for the city. I mean, there's a lot of alums in and a lot of people going downtown and using, buying in restaurants, and this for the whole region.
Absolutely.
Something like an alumni reunion weekend is a big deal.
We try and really encourage alums to not just stay in town. A majority of the people decide to stay in hotels versus the residence halls. It would be fun. But I think the what they remember in terms of the comfort of residence halls in amenities and what they are used to when they travel now is a little bit different. But a lot of them do stay in the stay in local hotels, so they are already there. We offer a lot of meals on campus, but they want to go to some of the places that they remember or explore all the new amazing restaurants.
Yeah.
And then we also encourage them to shop and downtown, and we have several alumni-owned businesses as well, so we like to highlight those.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier, Mark, about how the community, as you see the changes on campus, I can't imagine alumni and even the older alumni to come back and to see just how great everything looks.
Yes. Well, and I would say some of the renovations that have happened on campus over the last, since a lot of them have graduated, they're always so pleasantly surprised that some of the preservation that's happened. So when Willard Hall, one of our oldest buildings on campus, got a full renovation, but what they did is they actually brought it back. Some of the previous renovations were not done very well, and so they restored it somewhat to its original state with, of course, much nicer amenities. And alums are just so excited to see that the building was preserved and brought back in a meaningful way. Sikabeck Hall, same. That was a dining hall for decades and decades, and now is the College of Education. And the way that they redesigned that building, and I encourage anyone in town to take a tour or just walk in there, they will just be surprised, because you can see the original window, the transom windows, and the layout, and it's the way they were able to modernize the space and make it relevant for today's students, but still preserving the past is just, I think alums come back and it gives them that an even deeper sense of appreciation and pride.
Yeah, no, I know. Just being on campus and going through some of these buildings, whether it's been like for Fine Arts or the Rucker Center there, boy, those are just magnificent facilities. And you sit in there and you just sometimes you sit in there and you look around and you just think, boy, for the student now, it's got everything.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the new theater. I think that's just going to be an amazing new addition when that comes to fruition.
And yet you walk around, and again, I'm not an alumnus, but I've walked the campus and been around the campus for years. Still, the campus itself, as you walk around, the key things that have always been there, the green space and all, it's still there.
It's still there, and that's what makes it so special, is alums come back, and there may be new additions, there may be renovations, but it still feels like what they remember.
Yeah.
They walk and they see some of the halls, and the ball circle is pretty much exactly the same, and
right.
Some of the other areas. Yeah. They just say, oh, what you've added, what you've changed actually enhances campus as opposed to changes the fundamental look and feel.
Because I think it was you, Shelby, who said at the beginning, you can be on campus and you feel like you're at Mary Washington. You don't even realize.
Right.
That there's,
Mm-hmm. When you're surrounded by the beautiful trees and the brick walkways and the buildings and the columns, but also all of your friends and faculty, you kind of don't feel like you're in the middle of a city.
Yeah. And with spring now, things, and boy, the College Avenue when it, in the spring is just spring and fall.
Spring and fall.
Mm-hmm. Really, yeah. have a good look. So if I'm interested in getting involved with Reunion Weekend, I guess as an alumnus, I'm getting in information
Yes, you'll get information as an alum, and all alums are welcome. And if you're in the community and you just want to kind of see what Reunion Weekend is like, campus is open. You can take a walk through campus and see all the excitement in action. So I encourage everyone to do that.
So do a lot take classes?
Quite a few, yes. We'll have so we expect about 800 alumni and guests to come back during Reunion Weekend this year. We're already over 200 in terms of registrations, which is great considering the brochure hasn't even gone out yet. But yes, I would say we have quite a few that people will be able to come back and enjoy.
Again, it's May 29th through the 31st.
Yes, May 29th through the 31st.
Reunion Weekend at UMW. Now, the Devil Goat Day celebration. Yes. That is April 23rd. I have always heard about this. I've never talked to anybody about it. I just know just a little bit here and there about it. This is the 100th anniversary.
It is. It's pretty much our longest standing, other than maybe our honor system, which is a long standing tradition. But this is a really fun tradition at Mary Washington. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary. Started in 1926, and it is called Devil Goat Day. And it started when the junior class was tasked with coming up with kind of a mascot, if you will, for their class, and they chose the goats. So I would say goats were first. And then after that, the other classes said, well, we need to have one. And so they chose the devils, and it became a rivalry between the two. And so the goats ended up being the even years.
Okay.
And the devils are the odd years in terms of graduation years.
So talk about then the competition.
Yes. So actually in the 20s and 30s, there were competitions throughout the year that essentially the seniors and sophomores would compete against the juniors and the freshmen. And there would be a point system associated with it. At the end of the year, one group would come out victorious, whether it be the devils or the goats. Over the years, was condensed into kind of a one-day celebration.
Yeah.
At the end of the academic year, usually before exams, but the last week of class. And so there is campus comes out, probably thousands of students are out and participating in various competitions. So everything from obstacle courses, lawn games, inflatable things. I mean, it's pretty wild, and they are structured. And so every time students are competing against each other, whoever wins, that's a point for either the devils or the goats. And so those points are tallied at the end of the day, and one group comes out victorious.
So I hate to ask this because we're all friendly here and having fun. Are you both? We're
go goats.
Yes, we are goats.
You're goats. Okay.
We are goats, and we feel very strongly about that.
Yes. It would be
absolutely.
It would be odd. It would be there to have somebody that was,
Interestingly enough, and even in our division, a lot of the alums that work in our office, almost all of them are goats.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple devils, but
yep. And we're wearing green today, not just because it's St. Patrick's Day, but to also represent the goats. So of course, red represents the devils, and green for the goats.
And one thing about Devil Goat Day that I remember very fondly from my time at Mary Washington was waiting for hours in the afternoon to get my Devil Goat t-shirt, because each year there's a new t-shirt and students would line up.
Yeah.
Devils had a line, goats had a line, and you would be there down campus walk for hours in the sun. But it was fun.
Here I'm talking to two professionals, and you get really excited about this, and that you would stand in line for the t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you have to have your t-shirt, and they are free for the students. And so they have their student ID. They can get in line and get their commemorative t-shirt, and people hold on to those. They're sacred t-shirts. And
so I still have mine.
Yep.
Well, it's fun too. The actual goats, the goats that were over at Old Mill Park, and then they've been from the Stewart Farm have been on campus. Clearing the invasive plants. So yes. Real goats involved.
Exactly. Real goats that anyone can go see. And I feel like that's just, again, another point for Team Goat. You know, you don't see a lot of Tasmanian devils on campus. No. So I think that it just shows that there's a little bit more love of goats.
Well, the fact, too, that alumni can participate in this just shows. I mean, and as you guys talk about it, it never goes away. I mean, you're a devil or a goat, and that's what you are.
Even for some of their past giving days, there's a challenge, a devil goat competition during giving day. And so if you more goats give versus more devils, there's associated with that.
Yep. Absolutely. We have one this year as well. It's a married couple where one is a devil and the other is a goat. And so whoever wins, so say if the goats get more gifts, then the devil in that couple will have to give the money.
Well, I didn't know the devils and goats could even marry. That's even allowed. Wow! So I do feel like I understand this better. What a great fun tradition!
It's a fun tradition. It's very uniquely Mary Washington, which is also wonderful. And this year with alums, we have the opportunity, because there's already thousands of students participating, we don't have the alums competing against the students in terms of on Devil Goat Day, but we've created a whole separate campaign for alums to participate and celebrate the 100th anniversary.
Cool stuff. Mark Thayton and Shelby Orlando here from UMW. We'll wrap it up when we come back. We'll give you all the information again about Mary Wash Day coming up March 25th to the 26th. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Now with Shelby Orlando and Mark Thayden with UMW. The Mary Wash Day is back at us, 9th annual, from noon the 25th, March 25th to noon, March 26th. And Shelby Orlando, it is this is your chance, no matter who you are or where you are, to give to UMW.
Yes. And even, Mary Wash Day is not just about the philanthropic side of engaging with Mary Washington. It's just celebrating all that we have to offer and the wonderful place that it is. So even if you're not financially able to give back, sharing about Mary Wash Day and asking others to, or letting them know about different challenges and matches that are happening is equally as important.
You're looking for 400 first time, but because I'll be a first timer and there'll be $399 after
Perfect.
I give.
Yes.
But so you're looking for new gifts and just and there's all kinds of challenges during the day.
Yep. Our goal is 2,500 gifts, and when we reach that, $100,000 will be unlocked by one donor to support student scholarships, the Fund for Mary Washington, and faculty and staff development. But that's only just one out of almost, I want to say, 50 different challenges and matches that we will have available.
Givingday.umw.edu.
Yes.
And that will go live, I guess, at noon on March 25th.
Yep.
And for the next 24 hours. And how exciting it'll be. It really is kind of an exciting day. And like you say, I see it on social media all the time. All the UMW people I know make a big deal of it. And that's how you get the word out.
Yes. Yep. And if you're not on social, text messages and emails and phone calls work great too. But it really is an exciting day. And it's just so fun to see the live tracker on the site increase each day. I hear from a lot of alumni that they are in their office and constantly refreshing their screen.
Yeah, so, which that's got to be exciting. All the work that goes into this. And again, it is a noon-to-noon thing, mm-hmm. so let people know. Givingday.umw.edu.
Yes.
And you're going to surpass $1.3 million.
That would be great.
Exciting.
That would be great.
And again, reunion weekend, May 29th through the 31st. If you're an alum, watch for that. If you're a person around town and there's more people in town that weekend, That is why I just feel like Mark Thain, I need to, you got to go back to the office, because if you're coming up with 80 individual events, you can't be spending time with me. You need to be planning. Thank you both. Great stuff.
Thank you.
And great representatives for the university. GivingDay.umw.edu. Thanks for listening
to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.